Everything is okay with my voice?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Dear guests, colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, I'm honored to be here today to talk to you about a topic that is very close to my heart: digital and green transformations, the role of innovation and public-private partnerships. We are living in a time of unprecedented challenges and opportunities. The world is changing rapidly, and we are facing unprecedented challenges. The COVID-19 pandemic has exposed the fragility of our society and economies, but also the potential of digital technologies to help us cope and recover. The climate crisis has threatened our planet and our future, but also the possibility of a green transition that can create new jobs and markets. Digital technologies can drive a green recovery by enabling more efficient use of resources, reducing emissions, enhancing resilience, and empowering citizens. Digital platforms can facilitate remote work and education, reducing travel and energy consumption. Digital sectors can monitor environmental conditions and optimize agricultural production, reducing waste and water use. Digital solutions can support renewable energy generations and smart grids, reducing greenhouse gas emissions. However, digital technologies are not inherently green or sustainable. They also have environmental impacts, such as energy consumption, e-waste generation, and carbon footprint. Therefore, we need to ensure that the digital transformation is aligned with the green transformation, and that both are guided by the principles of inclusiveness, human rights, and social justice. We need to ensure that no one is left behind or harmed by the digital and green transformation. Uzbekistan is advancing its digital transformation agenda with the help of international organizations, particularly with the United Nations Development Program. The main goal of the intervention is to support the government of Uzbekistan in advancing its ambitious digital transformation agenda by leveraging the key pillars of UNDP's digital offer. In addition, Uzbekistan is also reforming and greening its electricity sector with the help of the World Bank. The electricity sector transformation and resilient transition project has been approved by the World Bank's Board of Executive Directors. Recently, on May 1st to 3rd, UNICE and the National Office for Innovation, Implementation and Technology Transfer of our ministry organized a workshop for chief innovation officers from over 100 state-owned enterprises. The workshop introduced participants to circular economy concepts, highlighted the link between circular economy and innovation, and provided case studies and business models. Discussion also addressed green finance and green certification programs. Given the prevalence of COEs in the Uzbek private sector, and position of chief innovation officer has been established in each state-owned enterprise by presidential decree. The workshop therefore served to enhance the efforts of the government to foster a culture of innovation in these companies. Our ministry annually holds International Week of Innovative Ideas, Innoweek.uz, and this year it is planned to be in October in Tashkent in a hybrid format. And this year, we are organizing the event with the partnership of SPEKA Working Group on Innovation and Technology for Sustainable Development. InnoweekUZ is a unique platform for meeting with local and foreign partners in an informal setting, for strengthening public-private partnerships and establishing new ones, as well as for getting acquainted with new transforming and green innovations. This year, the event's topic will be Transformative Innovation for Sustainable Future, which incorporates CDGs and focuses on the importance of them in our lives. Moreover, we're also looking forward to working together UNIC Transformative Innovation Network team to organize Innovik.uz at the highest level, and we very welcome all of you to participate on this event. In conclusion, I want to say that we need to reduce our carbon footprint and transition to a more sustainable future. This requires innovation in areas such as renewable energy, energy efficiency, and sustainable transportation. Public-private partnerships can help drive this innovation by bringing together the resources and expertise of government, industry, and academia. By working together, we can create a more sustainable future for all. Thank you very much for your attention.